Rib Lake Superintendent Lori Mannion with an update on last Thursday's school board meeting.
Started off right away with celebrating our boys' baseball runner-up finish at the state baseball tournament back in June. Dick Iverson was there, and the board just wanted to take the opportunity to thank him for all of his work and his coaches and parents and students. And we also didn't have it done yet, but we're working with our booster club to get a sign made, some signage down at the baseball diamond, just because we've had a good run and we certainly want to be celebrating that in the public. Dick then stood up and thanked the community, the staff, the parents for all their support and really put in a plug for all the support he has with his coaches and volunteer coaches. And he talked about how many kids we have out in such a small district compared to larger districts, and it really is, I think, a testimonial to the success that he's had because of how he built the program, he and Craig Scheitower and some of the other coaches down at the lower levels, lower grades, and so it was just a really nice time, nice opportunity to celebrate our success in our boys' baseball program. So kudos to Coach Iverson and all the coaches and all the parents and athletes. We wish them luck in the spring. And then we moved on to an excellent presentation. Our science teacher, Martha Danowski, had four of her students in. They were awarded a free trip down to UW-Madison, a camp this summer in July. They spent several days on stem cell research, and so during the board meeting, we had an opportunity to hear from the four students on what they learned and their excitement, and then Mrs. Danowski announced that the team has been invited back to UW-Madison in October to the Big Ideas Amazing Students, and they will be getting to present their projects down there as well. And an added bonus, our entire chemistry class will be going down with them with the trip being paid for. And then we had invited our three new teachers in to be introduced. We had one of those teachers in, and that was Deanne LeSavage, and she is our business ed teacher. I then moved on to our 2016-17 budget update. Of course, we're rushing forward quickly to our annual meeting, which will be held Monday, October 24th. And annually, we come together to talk about the current year's budget. And so we're still waiting on the state's October 15th state aid. We got an estimate in July, and really we are presenting a balanced budget to the board and the taxpayers. But we are excited to say to our taxpayers that there will be a decrease in the mill rate. It was 10.87 last year per $1,000 of property value. And for the first time in my time here, it looks like we're going to drop below 10, somewhere in the 9.71 range per $1,000 of property value. So exciting information. Again, I don't get the final state aid numbers to October 15th. So those numbers may change and more to come. So the taxpayers will be receiving information from me in October in all of the box folders. We moved on to old business, which was just a discussion we continue to have. This is the third month we've talked about the confidentiality of student records and specifically Board Policy 347.1, which is on student directory data. And the board did decide to table this discussion to late spring, early summer, and try to have something firmly in place starting the next school year. Then we moved into new business, and the board approved the hire of two special ed aides, Jordan Anderson and Shanna Briggs. And then we've got quite a few girls out for volleyball, so we announced and the board recommended and approved the volleyball C team coach, Jordan Anderson. And the final thing was we had a request from Pride Organization to build a shed to store things near the softball diamonds up here near the elementary school, and so the board was excited to see that happening as well. And a big shout-out to our sports teams. Volleyball is doing great. Football, many of you know, the Hawks are 4-0 right now, so we're excited about that, going into a little bit stiffer competition coming up, but we're excited about their start. And then, of course, kudos to our cross-country team, especially the boys, who continue to do very well. And that's it, Russ.
All right, Lori, thank you very much for that report, and have a nice week.
Perfect. Thank you. You as well.